From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Caribbean is feeling the brunt of Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the strongest storms of the century. The Category 5 storm lashed Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains, causing widespread outages. At least four deaths have been blamed on the storm. Earlier, it devastated the island of St. Martin. Situation is much the same on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda. ABS TV News Director Garfield Burford interviewed Prime Minister Gaston Brown, who took a helicopter tour of the destruction on Barbuda.
He indicated that his government would mobilize an extraordinarily quick and urgent relief effort. And so water and other supplies, basic necessities, would be taken to Barbuda, he said, tomorrow, very early tomorrow.
He said about 90% of the structures on Barbuda were destroyed or damaged. The storm expected to impact Hispaniola with Dominican Republic and Haiti, the Turks and Caicos and Bahamas, before taking aim at Florida by week's end, where Governor Rick Scott spoke of preparations.
Right now, there is a mandatory evacuation order in effect for all visitors in the Florida Keys. Tonight, this order will go into effect for all residents. We can expect additional evacuations as this storm continues to near our state. Individuals with special needs started being evacuated from Miami this morning, and Miami-Dade County officials are also advising residents living in low-lying areas to start evacuating today.
Two more storms upgraded to hurricane status Wednesday, Jose in the Atlantic, Katia in the southwest Gulf of Mexico. Angola's Election Commission has declared the ruling party candidate João Lourenço the next president, replacing José Eduardo dos Santos, who's stepping down after nearly four decades in power. The commission said Lourenço commanded more than 61% of the vote to the main opposition United Union for the total independence of Angola's 27%. This is VOA News.